You're listening to an anointed message by Matt Sorger, host of TV's Power for Life. We believe that God's Word has the power to change your life. As you listen today, it's our prayer that you pursue Jesus with all of your heart, grow in His anointing, and grab hold of the destiny God has for you. Let's join Matt now for today's message.
Just begin to receive right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit here this morning. Father, I thank you for the breakthrough that you're bringing in this place, the breakthrough in this local assembly, the breakthrough in this region. And Father, today we again invite you, Holy Spirit, into this meeting. We invite you, Holy Spirit, into our lives. And we pray, God, let your presence, let your power be released in this place today in Jesus' name. And Lord, even now, let the anointing and touch of God come upon lives here today. Lord, let a fresh anointing, let a fresh touch, let a fresh sense of your presence be released in this place today. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that there would be such a hunger in the heart of the people that they would suck the anointing of God out of me today. Lord, I pray they'd be so hungry in the Spirit that it would pull the anointing out of me today, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Now say, Lord, I receive it today. Lord, I receive your power. I receive your anointing for the call of God on my life, for the destiny that you have for me, for the purpose that you have for my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord praise right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. There's a prophetic spirit here today. Hallelujah. You may be seated in God's glory this morning. As I was sitting there, the Lord began to speak to me about what he wanted to release here this morning. And I believe that this morning is a moment of divine destiny for you. I believe there's going to be, as the pastor said, mantles released, destiny released here this morning. And I want to prophesy to you, as the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me during the worship time, I prophesy to you today that today is a new day for you. Today is a new day for you. Isaiah 43, do not remember the former things. Verse 18. Nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I proclaim to you the work of God in your life, a new day for you, a time of destiny, a time of the purpose, a time of the calling of God to come forth in your life. How many know this morning you've got a destiny in God? How many here today have a destiny in God? You know you have a destiny in God. You know each one of us have a unique destiny and calling in God. You know that when you were formed, when God put you in the earth, there was a purpose in your life. There's a purpose. There's a destiny that God has on each one of us. And this morning, I believe it's going to be a time where the Lord is going to commission. God's going to release folks in their destiny. God's going to speak destiny over lives here today. So how many are ready to jump into your destiny? How many are ready to jump out of your past and into your future? And I tell you, it was earlier this year, the Lord began to speak to me through the life of Joseph. And as I was praying for the service this morning, God again put it upon my heart. But we're going to take it from a slightly different angle this morning. And I want to share with you this morning principles of divine promotion and principles of fulfilling your destiny in God. Because I know if we can get the body of Christ activated in their destiny, if we can get each member of the church walking in their destiny, walking in their purpose, walking in their calling, let me tell you something, the body of Christ will be so filled with the power of God, so anointed with the Holy Spirit, this world won't be able to contain all the glory that God will pour out. How many want to experience divine promotion in your life? How many here, you want to fulfill the destiny of God on you? You want to walk in your destiny. You don't want to just have a prophetic word, but you want to walk in the fullness of that prophetic word. And this morning, I'm going to share with you some things from the life of Joseph that God has just taught me and things that I've had to walk through in my own life in fulfilling the call of God and fulfilling the destiny of God on my life. And if you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to Genesis chapter 30. Genesis 30, verse 22. Genesis 30, verse 22. This is where we see the name of Joseph first mentioned in the Bible. And how many know there's significance in a name? And in Genesis 30, verse 22, it says, "Then God remembered Rachel." Rachel was his mother. "God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bore a son and said, 'God has taken away my reproach.' So she called his name Joseph and said, 'The Lord shall add to me another son.'" God has taken, you remember, she was barren. She couldn't have a son. And here it says, she says, "God has taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph and said, "The Lord shall add to me another son." And you know what that means here? You know what the name Joseph means? You know what the name Joseph means? It means God will add. That's what the name Joseph is literally translated as. God will add. God will increase. So the very name of Joseph speaks of increase, speaks of addition, speaks of promotion, even in his very name. So you see the Lord releasing that and revealing that even in the very name of Joseph. And you see how God took the reproach off of Rachel. God took the reproach off, and in place of the reproach brought increase, release, and favor. And you know what that speaks for us, church? That means God's taking the shame. He's taking the reproach off of our lives, from our past. And in place of the shame and the reproach of the past, he's releasing increase, favor, and promotion in our lives. God will add. God will increase. God will promote. And I just believe that God is looking for a man. God's looking for a woman who he can raise up to do great exploits for the kingdom of God. Do you want to do great exploits for the kingdom of God here? You want to make a difference for God in the earth? You want God to use your life in a radical way that changes this nation and changes the nations of the world? Come on, is there a destiny burning on the inside of you that's exploding in your heart that says, "God, I want to shake my nation. God, I want to make a difference in the earth"? And you see, Joseph was a man placed by God into a position of great influence and authority. When you look at the life of Joseph, you see God put him in second command over all of the nation of Egypt. But I want to lay a foundation here this morning. When we're talking about destiny and we're talking about fulfilling the purpose of God and walking in a place of increase and a place of favor and a place of promotion in the spirit. You see, when God puts you in a place of great influence and authority, why does God give us power and authority in the spirit? It's not given to serve our own means, but to fulfill the will and purpose of God in the earth. Why was Joseph promoted in the nation of Egypt? He was promoted to prepare provision for the nation during a time of famine. So he was put into that place to help serve his people and to help serve the nation. So you see, in the world, you know, when we think of promotion in the world, I mean, the world has a totally different picture of promotion. You know, when people think of being promoted in the world, they think, you know, getting more power for myself, you know, increasing my own fame, increasing my own riches, increasing my own wealth. But how many know that the kingdom of God is an upside down kingdom? It's opposite of the world. So, you know, the Bible says the greatest shall become the least. You know, and the least shall become the greatest. So when we even talk about spiritual promotion, it's not necessarily us becoming greater, but it's actually us becoming more of a servant. God entrusting us with his power, entrusting us with his anointing, so that we can then serve the body of Christ. That's the motivation for promotion in our walk and call in God. And I believe that God is releasing a Joseph anointing. How many know there's a Joseph anointing? And with the Joseph anointing, you know what's released with the Joseph anointing? There is supernatural favor released with the Joseph anointing. There is supernatural provision. There is supernatural promotion that God releases with that anointing. And I believe that God's releasing that anointing on the body of Christ so that we can be all that God has called us to be. And I want you to turn with me to Genesis 41. Genesis chapter 41, verse 38. Look at what happens in the life of Joseph. Genesis 41, verse 38. It says, "And Pharaoh said to his servants, 'Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?'" Verse 41. "And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'See, I've set you over all the land of Egypt.' And then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand. And he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried out before him, 'Bow the knee.' So he set him over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh also said to Joseph, 'I am Pharaoh. And without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt.'" Talk about spiritual promotion. Talk about a place of authority and power. No man could even lift his hand without Joseph saying that they could. I mean, God had lifted Joseph up into a place of real power and authority. So when we talk about this Joseph anointing, we're talking about this place of increase and promotion and favor where God makes your life an influence in the earth. And you know what else is part of the Joseph anointing? The fulfillment of dreams and visions. The Joseph anointing releases a fulfillment of dreams and visions. And you know, in Genesis 49, when you look at the life of Joseph, it's the blessing that Joseph's father is releasing over Joseph's life. And you see at the very end of that chapter, it says Joseph was separate from his brethren. Now listen, when God has a destiny for your life and God's hand and God's call is on you, and that place, you're in that place with God, you're like Joseph, where the Bible says that Joseph was separate from his brethren. Now listen, when God's destiny is on your life, there is a place of separation. There is a place where God comes into your life and he separates you for his purpose. He separates you for his call and for his destiny on your life. There is a place of separation that takes place in your heart where you're separated from the things of the world. You're separated from things that, you know, that the world can do. There's this mark of God that comes upon your life. And like Joseph was separated even from his birth. I mean, Joseph didn't even ask for it. It was just there. Joseph didn't even ask for it. Joseph didn't say, "Oh God, separate me." I mean, probably when he was a kid, he didn't really want to be separated. Right? I can imagine Joseph wanted to fit in with all of his brothers and fit in with all the other kids. But here, God's hand of separation came on him and he was just marked by God. There was just something different about Joseph. And there was that mark of separation. And I tell you, when you are a servant of God and you're going to walk in the destiny of God, there is a place of separation where God will consecrate you and God will separate you unto himself for his purpose to be fulfilled in your life. I mean, I know I could share with you this morning just things that God has done in my own life, even as a young child, even as a teenager, where God's hand of separation came on me and God had a purpose, he had a destiny, even when I wasn't fully aware of it. Even when I couldn't fully grasp it, there was something that God was doing in my life, preparing me for the call of God on my life. And you know, Joseph was a dreamer. Do you have any dreamers here today? Just like to dream big dreams. Can I tell you something? Dream big. Dream the biggest dream you can dream in your life. Dream the biggest vision you could have for your life. Because we serve a big God. We serve a big God. God wants to break us outside the limitations of our limited earthly thinking. I mean, sometimes we box ourselves in with our own human limitations. But how many know today we serve a big God? We serve a big God. And there is no limitation in God. And I tell you, God wants you to dream a big vision for your life. Dream the biggest vision you can. You know why? Because when God fulfills that vision in your life, he's going to be the one that gets the glory. Because it's not going to be you that's going to do it in your own self. It's going to be the power of God that does it through you. So here, Joseph, at the age of 17, we see in Genesis 37, we see what happens to Joseph. One night, he goes to sleep and he dreams a dream of how all of his brothers, how his father and mother, they're all going to bow down and serve him. And he has this dream of greatness, of increase and promotion in his life. And he was lifted up. I mean, you know the story. But how many know that Joseph was brought pretty low before he reached that place of promotion? You see, I'll share something with you today. God has to be able to trust us with his promotion. God has to be able to trust us with increase. So that when increase comes and promotion comes, we don't take the glory for ourselves. God wants to get all the glory. And you know, Catherine Coleman, I remember Paul Kane was sharing once that he had a conversation with Catherine Coleman. And you know what she said to him? She said, Paul, it's very easy to give all the glory to God when you know you're getting some for yourself. It's easy to stand there and say, oh, Jesus, we give you all the glory when you know you're getting some of the glory for yourself. And you see, there's this place in God with the anointing and with the calling and the destiny of God where we have to be in a place in our hearts where we truly give all of the glory to God. And God knows that he can trust us with his power, trust us with anointing, trust us with his call on our lives. He has to know he can trust us. You see, and that's why character is so important. That's why the depth of character is so important. So that when God gives us a platform, God gives us a ministry, God gives us a call, whatever it is, whatever the call of God is on our life, that we would use that call to decrease ourselves and increase Christ. That's the purpose of that platform. And as God works character in us, you see, I'll tell you this morning, part of the preparation is character. How many know that character is important? How many know? You know, I tell you, I love the anointing. I love the power of God. But you know what I've learned? I've learned that character is the wineskin that holds the anointing. You see, you can have the anointing, you can have the power, you can have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But you see, God will form his character in you so that you can be a vessel that holds the anointing for the long haul and not just for a momentary time. Too many vessels have had the power of God come on them. And because they've not allowed God to work in areas of their heart, because they've not submitted every secret area of their life to God, eventually some of them, at the very height of their ministry, all of the places that they were hiding was exposed. And then what happened? Shame and disgrace came upon the body of Christ because of it. Can I tell you, we're living in an hour where God is releasing anointing. Not just his anointing and power, but he's releasing his purity and his holiness. So that not only will the world see the glory of God and see the power of God, but they'll see the nature of God, they'll see the character of God. And we won't be destroyed by the anointing. We won't be destroyed by the power of God. You can be. You can. I mean, if God really puts his power on you and you're not fully prepared for it, I mean, you study history. There's been men of God, their lives have ended early because they weren't able to carry the anointing. You see, but if you're going to really run the race and you're going to finish and you're going to cross the finish line, there is this place where God will work his character in us. Now I'll tell you this morning that I know, I mean, if God had to wait for all of us to be perfect before he could use us, guess what? None of us would be doing anything. I mean, if we had to wait till we felt, God, we're perfected now. You know, now you can use us, God. I mean, we would never be doing anything for God. God uses imperfect vessels. How many know that? Even the most holy, anointed man of God still has imperfections. Because we're earthen vessels. But we're on the way. We're in the process of being perfected. We're in the process of being made more Christ-like with each day of our life. And the more Christ-like we become, I believe more of the glory of God we can carry on our lives. And you see, Joseph, he had this dream of greatness. He knew by the revelation of God what God's destiny was on his life. He knew where he was going. He knew what God's purpose was for his life. But even in the midst of dreaming this place of greatness, how many know there was a process that Joseph had to walk through in walking out his destiny? And this is something that we have to understand today, that when you're walking out your destiny, there is a process of getting from point A to point B. Sometimes we just want to be at point B. We don't want to have to walk through the process. And sometimes in the midst of the process, we're like, okay, God, enough already. This process has been great, but God, come on, let's get there already. You know? And Joseph, I mean, he went through it. He went through times of testing. He did. He went through times of testing. And I'll tell you today, how many here have received a prophetic word from God over your life? How many here God has spoken something to you, whether through another individual or whether it's been to your own heart, however the word of God comes to you, there has been some revelation of God's purpose and plan for your future. You know that there's something more than what you have right now. You know that God has something more for you than what you're walking in right now. I mean, I know it's true in my own life. I know there's more than what God has right now. Because we dream a big dream. I mean, when I preach in churches, you know what I see? I see stadiums in front of me. Because my vision is big. Joseph had a big vision. But look, turn with me to Psalm 105. Psalm 105, verse 17. It says, he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The word of the Lord tested him. There was a place where Joseph was tested by the very prophetic word of God that he received. And I'll tell you this morning, the two greatest tests that you will ever have to face in your life is the test of time and the test of circumstance. Those are two of the greatest tests you will ever have to face in walking out the destiny of God for your life. The test of time and the test of circumstance. Because many times your circumstances will be totally different from the prophetic word God has given you. I mean, what happened to Joseph? He got this revelation he's going to be exalted and promoted. And then what happens to him? He gets thrown into a pit by his brothers. He gets sold into slavery. He gets thrown in a dungeon. He gets falsely accused. I mean, he went through it. 13 years. 13 years of testing in the dungeon. From when the time he was 17 to the time he was 30. 13 years he had to hold on to the word of God. He had to hold on to the revelation of God through all of those years when all of his circumstances were totally different from what God had said. And when your circumstances are different from what God has said, no matter what you feel, no matter what you see around you, you have to hold on to the word of God. You have to hold on to the revelation of God that God put inside of your heart. You can't let it go. And here, Joseph, I mean, he walked through the tests, and there was a place where the Lord was just refining his heart. And I could imagine that during those years, just all the things that Joseph had to go through while he was waiting, I'm sure there were moments of disappointment. I'm sure there were moments of frustration. I'm sure there were probably even moments of anger. I'm sure there were moments of doubt. But through all that Joseph walked through, he held on to the word of God. No matter what he experienced during those years, he held on to the purpose of God. He held on to the vision of God. And I'll tell you, see, the Lord allows it. He allows the process. You know why? Because I believe not only does God want to bring you to the place where he's calling you to, but God is also concerned with making you who he wants you to be. God's not just concerned with you getting there. I mean, God's concerned also with who you are in the process. And I can remember in Bible school, God started giving me a vision for ministry, graduate Bible school, get my first job as an associate pastor at a church in New York. And I was so excited. And it was great. I loved it. I loved pastoring. I loved being with the people. I loved. And maybe one day in the future I'll have a church again. But I love pastoring. But can I tell you something? My first office as a pastor, you know what it was? My first office as a pastor, I had to share it on Sunday with the nursing mothers. It was this little cubbyhole office in the corner of the church. And I, no windows, no fresh air. I sat in this office all day long. with my little lamp. And on Sunday mornings, I had to share it with the nursing mothers. And then Monday morning, I had to go back into my office with the aroma of Christ filling my office. As I had to clean dirty diapers out of my office. And you know, when you have a dream of, you know, worldwide crusades and signs and wonders and miracles, and then you're in the basement of the church working with 10 children doing Royal Rangers, sometimes you say, God, what is up with this picture? For years, in the basement of the church, working with kids in Royal Rangers, trying to teach them how to tie a knot when I didn't even know how to tie a knot. Wiping runny noses and, you know what I mean? God, I feel like I'm in the dungeon. But kids' ministry is great. I'm not saying that. But, you know, for my vision and my call, I mean, here I was. And then Sunday mornings, you know, after church, I go to the old folks' nursing home. And I'd be serving, you know, the old folks, five, you know, elderly folks falling asleep, trying to teach them the Word of God Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, doing everything I could just to keep them awake. And I'd walk home from that ministry and I'd say, God, what am I doing? I'm pouring my life out for five old folks that are falling asleep when I'm trying to talk to them. But can I tell you, there's a principle of destiny here, that when you are faithful with the little, God will increase and give you more. When you are faithful with what God has given in front of you, as God sees your faithfulness, God will promote and give you more. Because when the Joseph anointing is on your life, there is just a place of favor that God puts on you. And do you remember, even when Joseph was thrown when he was sold as a slave in Potiphar's house, do you remember what happened when he was in Potiphar's house? He was exalted. Even in Potiphar's house, there was an exaltation that came upon Joseph. And Potiphar exalted him in his house. And then Potiphar's wife came after him. Then he was thrown back in the dungeon. Sometimes when you feel like you just get out, you get thrown back in. But here, Joseph was faithful to God. He was faithful to serve. He was faithful to do everything that was placed before him. He was going to do it with excellence. He was going to do it the very best that he could. And can I tell you, whenever God places something, whenever God entrusts you with something, no matter how small it seems to you, if you will pour your life into it, if you will serve God with excellence, God will see that, and God will prepare you, and God will bring increase and promotion into your life, and God will make sure you're in the right place at the right time to open the doors for you so that you can walk into the fullness of his call and destiny on your life. But there's that place of faithfulness, of being faithful with everything that God puts before you. Everything. Now I want you to see something here. Turn over to Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45. How many know here this morning that you cannot control every circumstance that happens to you? How many know here that you cannot control all of your circumstances? I mean, sometimes we want to control all of our circumstances, but there are times you can't. There are times you can't control what someone else says, what someone else does, what someone else thinks. You can't control everything. But I want you to see something here in Genesis chapter 45, verse 5 through 8. It says, "But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here." See here, Joseph's brothers eventually come back to him because now they need him. How many know that God is so perfect at bringing everything around? Let me tell you, you don't have to take revenge for yourself. You just commit it to God and God will take care of it. He's a lot better and he won't mess it up. Genesis 45. "But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land. And there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." And over in Genesis 50, verse 20, But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about, as it is this day, to save many people alive. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Now look, it wasn't God who threw Joseph in the pit. It wasn't God who threw Joseph in the dungeon. It was the jealousy of his brothers. It was the action of his brothers. And you see, you can't always control what other people say and what other people do. You can't even control if other people will like your vision or not. I mean, Joseph, in his youthful zeal, started to share his dream and vision. And I mean, he probably shared it at the wrong time and at the wrong place. And with the wrong people. I mean, his brothers weren't too happy when they heard Joseph's vision. I mean, who wants to hear that their younger brother is going to rule over them? They were jealous. And it was their jealousy that threw Joseph into his tribulations. Sometimes it's just the actions of people that throw you into your tribulations. I mean, you're all happy and joyful and peaceful until you start getting around other people. And then all of a sudden, your life is filled with tribulation and trial. I was at a service once, and I was talking about joy and the glory and all this stuff. And one of the girls came up to me afterwards and said, "You know why you're so happy? Because you're not married." That's why you can always walk in the joy, because you're not married. And I said, "Well, I guess, you know, that could be true." But you see, Joseph, he went through all the testing and all the trial and all the tribulation. But can I tell you something? God's sovereign plan overrules the actions of man. No matter what man does, no matter what man says, when God has a plan for your life, when God has a destiny for your life, when there is a purpose in the heart of God for you, no matter what man says, does, doesn't say, doesn't do, whatever happens in your circumstances around you, God's sovereignty, his power, is able to overrule whatever circumstance and whatever action man does around you. Hallelujah. And you know what was happening? Even as Joseph was going through all these tests and all these trials, you know what God was doing? God was positioning Joseph for promotion. If he was to limit himself with his own earthly perspective, all he would see was the trial. And many times when we're going through stuff, all we see is the trial. But you see, when you get above your own circumstance and you get above your own vision, God lifts you into a place where you not only see the circumstance around you, but now you see the purpose of God in the midst of that circumstance. And Joseph, as he walked through that circumstance, he was able to say, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And he was able to see how God was positioning him into a place of promotion. You see, because he was placed where he was, he got close to Pharaoh. He came into contact with Pharaoh. And it would be Pharaoh whom God would use to promote Joseph. You see, sometimes we think one person's going to bring promotion in our life when God has someone totally different planned to bring that promotion in our life. Many times we're looking to an individual, "Oh, you know, promote me." And many times, you know, in God's sovereign plan, he just has a different way of doing it. He does. He has a different way of doing it. I mean, I experienced that in my own life. Where I thought one person was going to help promote me, and God said, "No, I'm going to do this a totally different way." And let me tell you, I'm going to know God's way is the best. God's way is the best. And here, as Joseph was going through it, I'll tell you another thing here this morning. As Joseph was going through everything that he went through, following the destiny of God for his life. Now listen, your attitude will determine your altitude. Your attitude will determine your altitude. Joseph refused to let anger and bitterness and offense creep into his heart. He refused to let the actions of man offend him. He refused to let the circumstances in his life bring a root of bitterness and anger in his heart. But he kept his heart pure before God. And instead of taking revenge on the ones he could so easily take revenge on, I mean, when he was in that place of authority and power and these his brothers came back to him, now in the place of needing him, he could have thrown them in jail. He could have had them executed. He could have done anything he wanted to them. But instead of acting out of his flesh, he responded with the heart of God. And he blessed his enemies. He blessed those who persecuted him. He blessed those who hurt him. And you see, when you keep your heart pure before God, no matter what people say or do, no matter what happens in your life, if you will take responsibility for your response back to that situation, nothing will be able to stop the blessing of God from coming on your life. When you bless always in return, when you love, when you forgive, when you choose to take that higher road, nothing can stop the blessing of God from being released on your life. Nothing. So you see, when God's hand is on you and you respond with the heart of God, there is a place of promotion that God brings you into. And remember this about Joseph. He was the youngest of his brothers. He was the youngest of all of his brothers. Many times God chooses the weakest. Remember this. In your call, in your destiny, in following God, you might feel inadequate in yourself. You might feel like, you know, in yourself, who am I, God? I mean, throughout the Bible, you see men of God. Gideon, hiding in a wine press. The angel of the Lord comes to a mighty man of valor. You're going to come and bring the whole nation out of bondage. You're the deliverer. And Gideon's hiding in the wine press, hiding from his enemies. He's like, who, me, God? Don't you know who I am? I'm the weakest in my tribe. My tribe is the weakest out of all the tribes here in Israel. And I'm the weakest in my family. And I'm just the weakest of the weak, God. Yeah. God knew it. And God called him. Joseph was the youngest in his family. David was the youngest brother out of all of his brothers. All of his brothers were the mighty warriors out fighting the battle. And David's out watching the sheep, playing his little harp and writing all the poetry and the songs to God. And who does God call to slay Goliath? But David. Who does God call to lead the nation as king? But David. You see, because God doesn't look as man looks. God doesn't look at outward appearance. God looks at the heart. And God saw Joseph's heart. And God saw how Joseph would be and how Joseph would follow him. So the call of God came on Joseph. Passed by all the older brothers and came right on Joseph's life. And there's a principle there that God purposely chooses weak vessels in the earth to confound the strong and to confound the wise. So if you feel weak today, if you feel like, oh God, I just struggle in my walk. God, I just struggle in my life. God, how am I going to make it through? And you're just trying to make it through to the next day. Guess what? You're the one that God wants to use. You're the one that God wants to use to show his glory and power through. So I want you to get ready for a suddenly in your life. You know, God's got a suddenlies. It just takes one day. Just takes one day for everything in your life to change. And let me tell you, when that suddenly happens, you better hold on tight. Joseph, one day, there he was in the dungeon, sharing his dreams with a few of the other prisoners. And then suddenly, Pharaoh has a dream. And Pharaoh needs someone to interpret his dream. And who does he call but Joseph? Here he was. Who knows? He could have rotted away in that prison cell the rest of his life. He didn't know how long he was going to be there for. And then suddenly, Pharaoh calls on Joseph. And in one day, he is literally elevated from the prison, the lowest of the low, to the highest of the high, right underneath Pharaoh, second in command over the entire nation. Are you ready for a suddenly in your life? You never know when it's going to happen. You never know. I remember the day I was taken out of the dungeon of Royal Rangers and brought into the palace of traveling ministry. No, and it happened real quick. And let me tell you, when God said, now's the time, Matt, here we go. Let me tell you, I had to hold on for dear life and say, oh God, here we go. Suddenly, many times, you're going through the process and you're wondering, God, when is this process ever going to end? And you don't really see the end, you don't really know how you're going to get there, but it's like suddenly, all of a sudden, you're there. Suddenly, a door opens. Suddenly, God puts his anointing on you. Suddenly, God's using you. Suddenly, there's something happening in your life that wasn't happening before. Because you've been faithful to God to keep your heart pure through every part of the process. And I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you. Don't ever let go of your dream. Don't ever let go of your destiny. No matter how many years pass by, don't ever let go of the dream God puts in your heart. And don't ever stop dreaming. Don't ever stop having a vision. Because once you stop having a vision, you die. Once you stop having a vision for your life, you die. You stagnate. You get stale. You get dry. And you just exist. But you see, if you don't want to just exist, you want to move forward, you have to have that vision in your heart of what God's going to do in and through your life. And in the process, you're faithful to serve God every day. Faithful to serve God. Faithful to walk with God. Faithful to stay close to God. Faithful to keep your heart pure before God. And I want to just wrap this up here this morning. I want you to turn to Genesis 49. And I'm going to wrap this up with this scripture here. In Genesis 49, verse 22 through 26, it's the blessing that's pronounced over Joseph's life. And you know, I believe in blessing. I believe that in the authority of Jesus Christ, we can even release blessing over people's lives. You know, the Bible says you can bless or you can curse. There is power in blessing. There really is. I mean, even when the little children saw Jesus and the little children would come up to Jesus and he would just lay his hand on them and bless them. I mean, sometimes we'd look at that and we would say, well, what is that? What does that do? Bless them, Lord. I mean, what does that do? There, let me tell you something. There is power in blessing. Even if you just lay your hand on someone and say, bless them, Lord. There is a blessing released on that person's life. There's a favor of God. There's an anointing of God released on that person's life when you bless them. And when you bless someone, and if they don't receive your blessing, guess what happens? It comes back on your head. It comes back on you. The blessing comes back on you. You bless someone, they don't receive the blessing, guess what? You just get a double blessing back on yourself. And here, Jacob was blessing his sons. And it was a principle for the patriarchs. Before they would pass off the scene to call all their children before them and pronounce blessings over their children. And here Jacob is pronouncing a blessing over Joseph. And if you read here in Genesis 49, you see all the blessings of over all the children. And guess whose blessing was the greatest and the longest? Joseph's. Out of all of his brothers, his blessing was the greatest and it was the longest. And I want to read this blessing to you today. And we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and I'm going to release the blessing of Joseph over your lives today. And I believe as the anointing and blessing of Joseph comes upon us, God sovereignly can come and place that anointing on you. And with that anointing, there's a release of favor. There's a release of increase. There's a release of promotion. There's a releasing of that anointing of God on your life that will usher you and propel you and bring you into the call and destiny that God has for you. Look here, Genesis 49, verse 22. Joseph is a fruitful bow by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath. Blessings of the breast and the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph. On the crown of the head of him who is separate from his brothers. Look at the blessing on Joseph's life. You will be a fruitful bow. Fruitfulness is in the blessing of Joseph. How many here, you want to have a fruitful ministry? You want to have a fruitful life. You want your life to produce fruit in the lives of others. You see, there's a place here in the Joseph anointing where that blessing came on him. And fruitfulness was pronounced over his life. Lasting fruit, lasting impact in the lives of others. And also the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of God in your own life. Lasting fruit, fruitfulness. By a well. He was planted by a well. Planted by a well. You know what? You know what that is? That's the Psalm 1 anointing. The Psalm 1. Like a tree planted by the living waters, producing fruit. By a tree, like a tree planted by the living waters. You see, Joseph was a tree planted by the well, planted by the living waters. It talks of being filled and refreshed and saturated with the living waters of God. Planted by the well. Are you planted by the well? Are your roots running down into the living waters of the Holy Spirit so that your life is filled and saturated and refreshed with the Holy Spirit? And then look here, its branches run over the wall. You know what that is? No matter what wall was around Joseph, no matter what boundaries were set around him by man or by circumstance, those things couldn't keep him contained. His branches ran right over the wall. Couldn't keep him contained inside those limitations. God grew him as a tree, and his branches reached right over the wall. Spread right over the wall. Increase. Increase. Despite the obstacles around him. Increase. Grew right over the obstacles. Enlargement. Increase. And then it says that his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong. You see, his circumstances and the things he walked through didn't make Joseph weaker. But his arms and his hands grew stronger. You see, your circumstances can either defeat you, they can either make you bitter, or they can make you better. Depending on how you respond to it. Here, Joseph was made strong. His hands actually grew in strength. He didn't give up. He didn't quit. He kept his heart right before God. And then there were the heavenly blessings and the earthly blessings released over Joseph's life. Wife, children, blessing his posterity, blessing the line that would follow him. All the blessings of heaven above, the blessings of the earth beneath, all of the blessings were put right on the head of Joseph. That's what I want in my life. I want to be like Joseph. I want to have the blessing of Joseph on my life. I want to be planted by the living waters. I want the favor of God on my life. And I tell you, when you get the favor of God on your life, even though circumstances might be hard, your walk becomes easy. Because now you're not striving in your own self. Now you're just moving in the grace of God. You're moving in the favor of God. And it's a different place. It's a different place that you're walking in God with his favor on you. I mean, suddenly you're getting promoted. Suddenly, you're getting a raise on your job. Suddenly, blessings are filling your life. And you're looking around and you're like, wow! It's because of the anointing of Joseph. It's the favor and blessing of God on your life. How many here this morning, you want all of what God has for you? Let me see your hands. How many here this morning, you want to walk in the full destiny of what God has for you? How many here this morning, truly in your heart, there's something burning on the inside of you that says, God! I want my life to count for something. I want to have destiny. I want to walk in something that will change the lives of others. We need the favor of God to walk in that place of promotion. And I believe that as we bless and as we pray, that God can release that on your life today.
We trust you've enjoyed this uplifting and powerful message by Matt Sorger. Matt Sorger Ministries has a wide range of CD and DVD resource material available on our website. When you visit us online, you'll find anointed teaching, timely messages, and prophetic insights from Matt Sorger. All at mattsorger.com.